We find that Jesus brings hope even to those people who feel that everything is hopeless.
我们看到，耶稣他把希望带给那些甚至自己都觉得没有希望的人。
Now it says here in the Bible that Jesus came back to this village. Now, where did he come from? Where was he?
所以圣经里面说，耶稣回来的时候，那么耶稣又回到这个村庄。他是从什么地方回到这个村庄呢？
This village was right at the edge, or the edge of the Lake Galilee. So it was a fishing village, quite a large village.
这个村庄的话，它是在加利利海的边上，是一个打鱼的村庄，所以规模也相对来说比较大的一个村庄。And
Jesus had been there before. He went across the lake and spent the night there, and then he came back, and all these people were still waiting for him.
所以耶稣以前也曾经去过这个地方，那么他再一次去这样一个地方，然后回来的时候，众人都迎接他。
And then we learn about a man. We have his name in the Bible. And this man, an important man, is there waiting for Jesus.
然后我们看到在这儿有一个人，这个人是一个很重要的人，他在那里等耶稣。
And so this man named Jairus, he was there because he needed Jesus.
这个人他的名字叫耶鲁，他在那里等耶稣，因为他需要耶稣。
He had a daughter that was 12 years old who was very, very sick.
他有一个独生的女儿，12岁，快要死了。And
the Bible tells us that this little girl was about to die.
圣经告诉我们，他的女儿病得很厉害，已经快要死了。The
Bible said it was his only daughter.
圣经里面说是他唯一的一个女儿。
She was about 12, so at that time, soon she would be married.
那时候她大概12岁的样子，所以应该是快要结婚的年龄。And
so this man with his beloved daughter, he has no hope anymore because she is dying.
所以这个人，他非常爱他的女儿，但是这时候他已经失去希望了，因为他的女儿快要死了。And
certainly, this man had heard about the many miracles that Jesus could do to help people.
这个人呢，他听到过耶稣行的很多的神迹。And
the story tells us that when he came to Jesus, this man came and fell at his feet in front of Jesus.
所以这里面就告诉我们，这个人去见耶稣的时候，他就跪在他的面前。
And he comes and says, please, please come to my house and help my daughter.
他就俯伏在他的面前说，请你一定要来我家帮助我的女儿。
Now, the Bible tells us that this man was the leader of the synagogue, which is the Jewish church.
这里面圣经告诉我们，这个人他是一个管会堂的，那么会堂也就是犹太人的教堂。
He was the leader of the church, and probably he was a wealthy man who paid to build the church. That's probably what it was.
所以他是一个很有地位的人，因为他是管会堂的。甚至我们可以猜想，他可能甚至捐出了一部分钱来建这样一个会堂。So
he was a well-respected man, probably a rich man that everybody looked up to in this village.
所以他应该是一个受人尊重的人，而且是比较有钱的一个人，在这个村庄里面，得到大家的尊重。And
who is Jesus for these people? Jesus comes from a humble background.
那么对这个村庄里面的人来说，耶稣是怎样一个人呢？耶稣从一个很贫穷的地方出生。Jesus
earthly father was a carpenter, and Jesus worked for many years to help his father.
耶稣的地上的父亲是一个木匠，而且耶稣有很多年都是跟在他的父亲后面做一个木匠。Jesus
did not study in the famous universities of that time.
所以在当时耶稣并没有到一个名校里面去上过学。And
here this very important man, a rich man, comes and falls down at the feet of Jesus, saying, please help my daughter.
所以这里我们看到一个很有钱、很受人尊重的人，他来到耶稣面前，俯伏在他的面前，请他去帮助他的女儿。
And let me tell you, what he did to show respect to Jesus was actually quite dangerous for him and his position.
那么我要来给大家看看，其实他所做的这样一个动作，对他的地位来说是一个很危险的事情，有可能会影响到他自己的一个地位。
Because of the authorities at that time had already said, if you follow Jesus, you will get into trouble.
因为当时的掌权的已经说，如果你们跟从耶稣的话，你们可能会惹上麻烦。
So here is this man, Mr. Jairus, who comes and falls at the feet of Jesus in front of all of the people.
所以我们看到，这里雅鲁他来到耶稣的面前，而且俯伏在众人面前，他俯伏在耶稣的面前。
He comes with humility in front of Jesus, in front of everyone.
他带着谦卑来到主的面前，在众人的面前。Because
Jesus was his only hope.
因为当时耶稣是他唯一的盼望。And
when we come to Jesus, we need to understand he is our only hope for eternal life.
所以当我们来到耶稣面前的时候，我们也要明白，在永生的生命这一件事情上，耶稣是我们唯一的盼望。And
in the story, we see that Jesus is willing. He starts to go to the house of Mr. Jairus with all the crowd behind him.
那在这个故事里面，我们看到耶稣他愿意去耶鲁的家里面，而且有很多人在跟在他后面。And
as Jesus was walking, the Bible says the crowds were all around him, pushing him.
那么圣经里面也告诉我们，在耶稣去的时候，众人都拥挤他，可能都推来推去的。
It probably felt like the train station in China at Chinese New Year with all the people, right?
那么有可能就像我们在中国国内快要过春节的时候坐火车的感觉。So
Jesus was walking along with this crowd all around him, and he stopped and he said, "Who touched me?"
所以耶稣在往前走的时候，很多人都围着他，然后突然他就停下来说：“刚刚谁碰了我？”That
was a strange question. Who touched me in all the crowd?
那这个是很奇怪的一个问题，因为当时很多人都围着他，他突然问说：“谁碰了我？”
And his friends told him, "Why, it's the crowd. How do you know who touched you?"
那他的朋友就，周围的朋友就说：“那肯定是周围这些拥挤的人啊，他们碰了你一下。”
The Bible tells us that there was an old lady who came.
圣经告诉我们，其实当时是有一个年纪比较大的妇女。
She came up behind Jesus. And she just touched the bottom of his cloak that he was wearing.
那这个妇女的话，她是挤在人群当中，然后她仅仅是碰了耶稣的那个衣服的最下面那个衣角。And
we learn from the story that this lady had been sick for 12 years.
我们从圣经里面看到，这一个女人她生病已经有12年的时间。And
this lady had no hope. Except for Jesus.
对他来说也没有任何的希望，除了主耶稣之外。
Just like Jairus, the only hope for him was Jesus.
就像耶鲁一样，他唯一的希望也是主耶稣。
Now we learn about this lady in other Gospels too. In Matthew and Mark, they also write a little bit about her.
那这样一个女人的话，我们其实在其他福音书也看到她的故事，比如说在马太福音。
And in Mark, we learn that this woman had spent all her money with doctors and nobody could help her.
在马可福音里面也讲到，这个女人她已经花了她所有的积蓄去看各种的医生，但是最后还是没有人能帮助她。
Now, Luke does not tell us that the doctors could not help her.
但是路加没有告诉我们说医生没有办法帮她。
Because Luke was a doctor himself.
但是因为路加他自己是一个医生。So
he didn't say the doctors couldn't help her, right?
所以他不想说医生帮不了他。Now,
it's interesting in the story that she knows that Jesus is the only hope.
但是在故事里面我们看到这个女人她明白耶稣是她唯一的盼望。
Now, the Bible tells us in the Old Testament that people with this disease, like the lady with an issue of blood, they are forbidden from going out in public.
在旧约里面的话，我们看到，如果是有这个血方面，就是像这一位女人有血漏的毛病的时候，你是不能到公众的地方去的。
In the Old Testament, there are laws written about diseases and telling the people that can't go in public if you have this.
在旧约里面，律法有很多的规定，就是如果你有某一些的疾病的话，你是不能到一个公开的公众的地方去的。
So think about this. This lady is breaking the law. She's taking a risk to come out to see Jesus.
所以大家想一想，其实这一个女人她已经违反了旧约的律法的规定，她来到这个拥挤的这样一个人群里面来见耶稣。
Because Jesus is her only hope.
因为耶稣是她唯一的盼望。
And brothers and sisters, Jesus is our only hope.
那弟兄姐妹，耶稣今天也是我们唯一的盼望。
He's our only hope to take away our sins, to allow us to go to heaven and have eternal life.
他是我们唯一的盼望，可以洗净我们一切的罪，让我们能够得以到天堂，得到永生的生命。
Only Jesus can take away our sins and make us pure before God.
只有耶稣能够在神面前洗净我们一切的罪。
Now here is Jesus in this crowd, and Jesus stopped and asked the question, "Who touched me?"
那么刚才我们看到耶稣被众人拥挤，然后他突然停下来，他问说，刚刚谁碰了我？
So here in verse 47, it says the woman realized that Jesus knew what she did. And she comes trembling, afraid in front of Jesus, in front of the crowd.
在四十七节我们就看到那女人她知道已经没有办法隐藏了，所以她就战战兢兢地俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
And so now she tells Jesus in front of all the crowd, I came to touch you, and now I know that I am healed.
然后他就在众人面前说了他摸耶稣的缘故，而且摸完以后他就他的病就好了。
What a wonderful thing that happened.
所以这是一件多么美好的事情。
You can imagine the joy in her heart.
你可以想象在她心里面的那种喜乐。
All of those years she had been sick and had to stay at home.
那么多年她一直患这个病，然后一直只能待在家里面。
And now she is healed. She can go out and be with her friends and have a normal life.
但是现在她被治好了，所以她就可以出门去跟她的朋友在一起，有一个正常的生活。
You can imagine the gratitude in her heart. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me.
所以我们能够想象，在她的心里面是有多么的感恩，感谢主耶稣能够医治我。
Her life was completely changed.
他的生命就完全的发生了改变。
And today, Jesus still changes lives.
那么今天，耶稣也一样来改变生命。
People whose hearts had been full of hate can turn to love with Jesus.
我们有的人心里面可能充满了仇恨，但是耶稣能够把我们的仇恨变成爱。
Criminals in this society can change with Jesus and be kind and loving.
那么我们这个社会当中的罪犯，他们可以因着耶稣的爱，他们心里面也变成有爱。
Jesus changes lives.
耶稣改变人的生命。
So many testimonies today of how Jesus has changed people's lives.
今天我们也听到周围的很多见证，耶稣是怎么来改变人的生命的。
And so this woman with all this joy telling everybody,I am now healed.
所以这样一个女人，她非常的喜乐，她告诉周围所有的人，我被治好了。
You can imagine the crowd was sharing her joy too.
所以我们能想象当时周围的围在一起的人，他们也一起来分享她的这种喜乐。
And so she's telling her story, the big smile, and people hear that, and everybody's joyful.
所以当时我们可以想象。他 他说了这样一个故事，脸上肯定带着很大的一个笑容，然后周围的人也都非常的喜乐开心。
But then something suddenly happens.
但是突然发生了一件事情。
The Bible says Jesus was still speaking when someone came from Jairus' house.
圣经里面就告诉我们说，耶稣还在说话的时候，就有人从那个管会堂的，就是耶鲁的家里面来。
The house where that little girl was sick.
就是雅鲁，刚才我们提到他的女儿在家病了。
And they bring some terrible news.
他们就带来了一个非常糟糕的消息。
Now Mr. Jairus was there in that crowd.
雅鲁当时是跟众人在一起，在人群当中。
And I'm sure when everybody was happy with the story of the old lady, Mr. Jairus was saying, "Oh, hurry, come to my house quickly. My daughter is sick."
我想当时在众人都为这个被治好的女人很高兴的时候，雅鲁在人群当中肯定想说，快点，快点，我去我家，我女孩病了。
He was probably the only one wanting to hurry Jesus to get to his house.
他可能是人群当中唯一一个想赶紧推着耶稣快走的。
And then this terrible news arrives.
然后这时候我们听到这样一个非常糟糕的消息。
What is the news?
是什么消息呢？
Your daughter is dead.
你的女儿死了。
Don't bother Jesus anymore. There's no more hope.
不要再劳动父子，因为已经没有任何希望了。
You know, here in Houston, it's a great medical center with many famous doctors.
休斯顿的话，我们知道这里的医学中心非常的有名，而且有很多有名的医生。
And you know, these doctors can do amazing things, like wow, what they do today, it's amazing.
我们的这些医生，他们可以做一些让我们都难以想象的事情，可以治好各样的疾病，让我们觉得他们非常厉害。
They can completely change a heart, a transplant a heart.
他们可以完全换掉我们的心脏，心脏移植的手术。
Yeah, we have one doctor right here who can do that.
我们今天当中也有一位医生可以做这样的手术。
And all of these new machines and technology that can help people in medicine, amazing.
今天我们也有很多的医疗的器材。他们可以做很多特别让我们惊奇的事情。
And all of these new medicines that we can take that can help us live longer and more healthy. It's amazing.
包括我们看到不断的有各种各样的新药被研制出来，帮助我们治疗我们身体的疾病，所以这也是令我们非常惊奇的事。
But when the person dies, nothing can help that person.
但是当一个人已经死了的时候，就没有任何东西可以再救他。
The good doctors can help us to live a bit longer. The good machines can help us live a bit longer. The good medicine can help us live a bit longer. But one day we will all die.
所以好的医生可以帮助我们延长我们的生命，好的药物也可以，好的那个医疗器材也可以帮助我们延长生命。好的药也可以帮我们延长生命，但是有一天我们每一个人都要离开这样一个世界。
When someone dies, nobody, no machine, no medicine can help them.
所以当一个人死了的时候，没有一个医生，没有一个器材，或者也没有一个药可以再帮助他。
So at that moment when the news came, your daughter is dead, you can imagine.How Mr. Jairus felt, the hope was gone.
所以在那一个时刻，当有人过来说你的女儿已经死了的时候，可以想象雅鲁当时他就觉得自己的希望都没有了。
She's dead. No more hope. Don't bother Jesus to come now.
因为你的女儿已经死了，现在你没有必要再麻烦耶稣去你家了。
And then.Jesus says something amazing, wonderful.
但是这里我们看到，耶稣说了一句非常奇妙的话。
Don't be afraid, just believe.
他说不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, just believe.
不要怕，只要信。
Even when the daughter is dead, Jesus is saying there is hope.
尽管他的女儿已经死了，耶稣还是在说，还是有盼望。
One day Jesus had a wonderful friend, and this friend died.
有一天耶稣有一个很好的朋友，这个朋友死了。
And his name was Lazarus.
他的名字叫拿撒路。
And Jesus came to his home after he was already buried.
耶稣到他家的时候，拿撒路已经被埋葬了。
And this man's sister came to Jesus and said, "Oh, why didn't you come earlier? Now my brother is dead."
然后拿撒路的姐妹见到耶稣的时候就说，耶稣你就是你为什么没有早点来？如果你现在我的弟兄已经死了。
And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and life. If you believe in me, even if you die, you will live."
耶稣就对他说，我是复活的生命，即使他已经死了，如果你相信我，你还是可以得到生命。
Jesus is saying that life, eternal life, is in him.
耶稣告诉我们，永生的生命在他那里。
And after he told her that he is life, then he asked her a question.
所以在他告诉拿撒路的姐妹这件事以后，他就问了她一个问题。
A very important question.
一个非常重要的问题。
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
It's important to believe.
非常重要，我们要相信。
What did Jesus tell Jairus and the crowd? Don't be afraid, just believe.
耶稣在这里就告诉雅鲁和众人说，不要怕，只要信。
And then Jesus said, "Okay, I will go to the house with you, Jairus."
然后耶稣说，雅鲁，我会跟你去你家。
Jesus arrives at the house and goes into the room where the girl is dead.
所以耶稣就跟着去了雅鲁的家，来到那个女孩死了的那个房间。
Now, you know the Bible has a lot of the same culture as China, Asian culture.
大家可能知道我们圣经里面的文化跟我们亚洲的很多文化是比较接近的。
I remember when I went to Macau in 1972, a long time ago, it was very old Chinese culture.
我记得在我1972年去澳门的时候，当时澳门的文化是非常传统的中国的文化。
And I remember the first funeral I went to, first Chinese funeral, it was very different for me.
所以我当时就去参加了第一次参加一个中国的葬礼，应该说那个葬礼跟我以前经历的葬礼非常的不一样。
And at this funeral, they were professional paid to mourn, to cry. They were paid to cry at this funeral.
那么在这个葬礼上就有专门你可以付钱给他，然后他可以到这个葬礼上去帮你哭的人。
And they were all dressed in white, they were kneeling down, and they look at each other like, one, two, three, what? They started crying.
然后他们穿着白色的衣服，然后他们到这个葬礼上，然后他们就互相彼此看一看，然后好像就数一二三，然后到三的时候，他们就开始一起放声大哭。
Have you seen that in the old China? Yes, good.
我不知道大家有没有见到过这样的场景在中国的时候。
Well, the culture at this time was the same.
所以当时的那个文化习俗应该跟刚才我讲的是一样的。
Yeah, same as Chinese culture this year.
就跟中国的文化是一样的。
And here in verse 52, it says the people were wailing, were crying and mourning.
五十二节就说众人都在为着女儿哀哭捶胸。
And here Jesus comes in the room and he says, "Stop crying."
耶稣进到这个房间以后就说不要哭。
He said, "She's not dead."
她不是死了。
She's just asleep.
是睡着了。
But of course they knew better. They had seen many people die.
但是他们应该知道的很清楚，因为他们以前也见过很多的人死了。
And here is Jesus, this simple man from a little village, a carpenter. He comes to them and says, "She's not dead." And what do they do?
这里耶稣是一个从一个很小的村庄出来的一个，当时应该说是一个很简单很平凡的人。那么耶稣说了这话以后，他们是什么反应呢？
They laugh at Jesus.
他们就嗤笑耶稣。
Oh, he doesn't know anything.
啊，你什么也不懂。
And you know, today, there are people in the world still laughing at Jesus.
那么今天在世上，同样也有这有这些人，他们也嗤笑耶稣。
People laughing at Christians because of what we believe.
人世人也嘲笑我们基督徒，因为我们所相信的。
We believe that we will have eternal life with Jesus because He promised us that.
我们相信在耶稣里面我们会得到永生的生命，因为他应许我们有永生的生命。
And we believe that we should love our enemies because Jesus told us to love them.
而且我们相信我们要去爱我们的仇敌，因为耶稣告诉我们要这样行。
And people will laugh and say, "You're wasting your time going to church."
但是世人会嘲笑我们说，你们，经常去教会，你们是在浪费自己的时间。
You should believe in science and not in Jesus.
你们应该相信科学，而不是耶稣。
The world is still laughing.
今天世界还在嘲笑我们。
But here is Jesus, that simple man, comes into the room with that dead girl.
但是，这里我们看到耶稣来到，女孩的房间。
And he comes over to this girl and he takes her by the hand.
然后拿着到了她的房间，然后拿着她的手。
And he talks to her.
跟她讲话。
You can imagine the people thinking, "Boy, he's crazy talking to a dead girl."
那么可能周围，你们可以想象周围的人当时的反应，可能觉得耶稣是不是疯了？他跟一个已经死了的人在讲话。
Jesus said to her, "My daughter, sit up, get up."
耶稣对他说：“女儿，起来吧。
”I'm sure everybody was silent and looking at this.
我想当时肯定，房间里面是一片安静，大家都在看会发生什么事情。
And what does the Bible say happened?
圣经告诉我们发生了什么事情。
Her spirit returned to her.
她的灵魂变回来。
Life came back to her.
所以她的生命就回来了。
Jesus brings life again.
耶稣把生命再一次带过来。
I don't think anybody was laughing at that moment.
我想在那个时刻，周围的人都没有在笑了。
New life came in this little girl.
因为新的生命来到这样一个女孩的身上。
Can you imagine the wonderful emotions in the father and mother in their heart?
你能想象当时这个女孩的她的爸爸妈妈的情绪会是怎么样的？
Remember before, the hope was completely gone when they said she is dead.
因为在前面我们记得当她死的时候，那么众人都觉得已经没有希望了，因为她已经死了。
But now the hope comes back and she is alive.
但是现在这样一个希望又回来了，因为她又复活了。
Believe in Jesus and you will have eternal life.
所以相信耶稣我们就有永生的生命。
Jesus brings us hope.
耶稣带给我们盼望。
Now I know today there may be some of you who think, "Oh, this is all new. I don't know much about the Bible."
今天可能我们当中有些人会说啊，今天这两个故事我以前都没有听过，因为我对圣经不是很熟悉。
You just have to understand that Jesus loves you and wants you to believe in Him.
但是你只要明白，就是耶稣爱你，你需要相信他。
To follow Jesus.
你需要跟从耶稣。
To learn more about Him and to obey Him.
来更多的认识他，来跟从他。
Jesus says, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
耶稣说不要怕，只要信。
I know that in every culture, people are afraid of death.
我们知道在每一个文化当中，大家都害怕死亡。
And Jesus comes to say that I will give you eternal life. Even when you die, you will live with Him.
但是耶稣说我要给你永生的生命，即使当你死亡的时候，你也会有永生的生命。
I'm going to tell you a short story about my father.
我要跟大家分享一个关于我父亲的简短的故事。
He had a bad heart and he was in the hospital.
他的心脏不太好，所以就去了医院。
And he couldn't breathe. They needed to put the shock on him, but the doctors were busy somewhere else and they couldn't come, and so he was beginning to die.
他当时呼吸不畅，然后需要做心脏复苏，然后那个医生当时没有空，所以他就已经生命垂危。
And so my mother was in the room there, and she was praying, and she saw my father begin to die and disappear.
所以我的妈妈当时在房间里面，她在为我的父亲祷告，然后她看到我的父亲的生命在慢慢的垂危。
And so at that moment, the doctors rush in, give him the electric shock. His heart starts again, and he lives.
然后那时候医生就回来了，然后就。匆忙地给他做了那个电击，然后他的生命又回转过来。
But what happened in those few minutes when his heart stopped?
但是在那几分钟的时间，他的心脏几乎要停的时候。
My father told me that in the room he was dying, he felt a panic. He couldn't breathe and he felt afraid.
我的父亲就告诉我，在那很短的时间，他就觉得几乎不能呼吸。然后他就人觉得很恐慌。
And then all of a sudden, a peace came over him, and a bright light appeared in that room.
但是突然他就感觉到有平安，然后在那个房间里面觉得有光来到他身上。
And my father said that Jesus was coming.
我的父亲就说耶稣那时候在要来。
He had peace, complete peace.Jesus was coming to meet him.
他有完全的平安，因为耶稣去要去接他。
And then suddenly, when the shock came and he breathed again, the light disappeared.
但是当那个医生给他电击，他又恢复过来以后，那个光就不见了。
My father said, for a Christian, never fear to die, because Jesus will be there to welcome.
我的父亲就说，作为一个基督徒，你永远不要担心死亡，因为当在那一刻的时候，耶稣会会来迎接你。
In this story today, we see Jesus brings hope to two people.
在今天的故事里面，我们看到耶稣带给两个人盼望。
The old lady who had been sick, now she has hope and a new life.
其中一个是年纪比较大一点的一个女人，她原来耶稣带给她希望。
And Jairus and his family again have hope because their daughter is alive again.
然后雅鲁也一样，她也有了盼望，因为她的女儿又活过来了。
You can have hope.
你也可以有盼望。
Jesus wants you to believe in him and not fear.
耶稣希望我们每一个人去相信他，不要有任何的害怕。
Do not fear, just believe.
不要怕，只要信。
Let's say that together.
不要怕，只要信。
Do not fear, just believe.
不要怕，只要信。
Thank you.